Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just never know what a young kid listens to. I think Malik Nabers has the best of intentions. So this, I don't want this to come off like a criticism.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't what Shador is listening to. Because I do
what,
think...
What part of that was bothersome to you?
Well, not bothersome, just the idea that somehow, you know, Shador was a victim of the NFL machine. Shador was the victim of his own bad decisions. And I hope that he takes away the lesson of... I might have been a first-round pick if not for whatever missteps I had.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on fixing that and doing things the way that I'm asked to do things, as opposed to hearing other players say, you know, what happened to you was BS, and you just keep being you.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you don't want him walking around being like, man, I got really screwed there, and it's because it was a me against the world, and everyone just had it out against us because of our last name and everything associated with that, because that's not fair. And you're right, that does not paint the right portrait of how it went down either. That's why I told you for weeks before what would happen in the NFL draft that I thought the Sanders family was handling that in just probably the worst way you possibly could.
Well, and I like the thing that intrigues me. Okay, well now this is like the first time you've ever been coached by somebody who's not your pops.
Yeah.
Let's go see how that plays out in a pro setting. And because I think the thing we don't give credit for maybe to 22-year-old kids for, I keep calling them a kid, 22-year-old young men, is some of them do learn a hell of a lot quicker than people realize. And like maybe, and I hate to do, is this the wake-up call he needed? But there's a part of me that wonders, like, man, maybe all he needed was kind of an understanding of, hey, the NFL is a little different, man. You're not going to walk in and be somebody's GM. You're not going to walk in.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things you can do in the NFL like you did in college, and there are certain things you need to adapt
to. I do wonder if he got taken number two overall. We talk about like the GM side of things. I wonder how far he would have tried to push it. I do. I know the NFL would tell you they wouldn't stand for it, but there's a lot of top picks that get a lot of things that they want. And but being taken in the fifth round, you just get none of those now.
Can I tell you, though, there is something. I'm actually really, really interested in this idea of, will any of that stuff ever pop up if like, let's say Shador wins the job this year. Let's say he's good this year.
Yeah.
And then all...
Like slowly, what diva mentality does he have?
Well, no, like it's 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
If he becomes a franchise quarterback, is he going to start dictating things? Are you going to have the Aaron Rodgers treatment instead of the Pat Mahomes treatment?
How quick does it go back to his head? I don't know. I really do buy into the idea that the further and further you get away from Deion, the better it's all going to work out for him. Just from a personality standpoint and just from a not being that guy to like take on the GM's calls and to do anything else like that. I think Deion was calling so many shots in this kid's life, and he listened to his dad. When 22 years old, we all listen to our dads, right? Especially when we're trying to figure out life and figure out everything associated with life.
You actually did that?
Well, my dad, I think, he was dead at 23. Mm. So, yeah, 22, I would think I was heavily listening to what my dad was saying. Of course. I think a lot of people tend to listen to their dad. But especially if your dad was Deion Sanders and had a lot of success in the field that you want to go into. Did you not listen to your dad at 22?
I don't think I listen to anybody at 22.
Yeah, you have.
I don't know that I listen to anybody at 39.
You have a defiance for authority that is interesting to me.
Which is funny because my dad could not have been less of an authority figure.
He feels like the type of person you would have exactly listened to, though.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like you would have been his shadow almost. You would have been just like, everything dad does is great, and I just want to be around him.
Yeah, that probably was it. Yeah, there was no, okay, yeah. There was no real friction there. We were just buddies.
Yeah, you're just buddies. But like, you're going to listen to that. You're going to listen to what your dad has to say. But I think Dion tried to control Shador and a lot of what Shador was doing, and I don't think it was 100% Shador's call in many ways. And so I'm curious to find out how much of it actually is his call, and we'll find that out here in Cleveland.
216-474-0092. So you heard there Malik Nabers saying that teams did Shador dirty. I still don't know that I agree with that. I've tried to come around to the idea of, like, listen, it wasn't collusion, and everybody who said it wasn't collusion is silly. Everyone who said it was collusion is silly. I also think it was wild that we've gotten so many different think pieces. Like Florio, last night, I was driving home. I was stopped at the stoplight, looked down at my phone. The first thing that I see is a Florio tweet about, another reason Shador fell. And it's like, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, Florio is also a master of understanding what gets clicks and what gets attention. And he sees Shador's got the number one selling rookie jersey. He knows anything you say about Shador is going to get attention. I really think that's where all the think pieces and everything came from. It's just a hot topic, and Shador drives ratings, so people latched onto it.
We also haven't talked about the fact that Shador will wear number two. The number two jersey's up on the Browns website.
Oh, did they officially do that?
If I saw that picture correctly, I don't remember who tweeted it. So now
I didn't see that at all.
I'm second-guessing it quite a bit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Shador Sanders number two jersey is up on the website.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Can you stall for like two seconds?
Yeah, I can stall because, well, this would mean the jersey that I bought for $30 overseas is now the most valid jersey that we could possibly have. The worry I had was that Shador would throw a curveball in the mix, change it up, not go with number two, and then the prophecy of the Sanders 2 Browns jersey would then just be just wrong is all it is. It's a way of getting it right but being wrong. Right church, wrong pew type moment for myself.
I keep stalling because I'm trying to figure out how to use this.
Well, I mean, at this point, I'm going to have to go through like a Lawrence Taylor number.
It's listed as double zero on the website there.
Was it in your For You tab on Twitter again?
Right next to that
girl and what she did to that car today?
Hey, that car had it coming.
On the Browns Pro Shop, they have the picks are in. You can pre-order the jersey, and the jerseys will ship when the numbers are confirmed.
This is the same source you had that told you Mason Graham drives a minivan?
No, that was different. That was Robert. That was our buddy Robert who he got that one wrong. He got a lot of information.
He got it wrong.
He probably listened to Baskin and Phelps numbers segments that they have once a day. And probably just got the wires crossed.
I'm going to need you to fact check more than just taking Robert at his word, by the way.
No.
Moving forward, I'm going to need a little bit more.
I didn't bring it up to Mason.
I'm going to need at least just
maybe
quick.
Would have saved that interview.
But thank God Keith came in here and was like, don't bring up that minivan.
Honestly, maybe us making a mistake with Mason would have opened him up a little bit more, and then we kind of go forward with it.
I think I'm going to need just a quick Google search when you see something like that on the internet, though.
It was an image on the internet. Google search. I don't know.
This actually true? Is it not true?
I didn't realize I was dealing with Woodward and Bernstein just in one person over here.
You need to. I'm Cronkite when it comes to getting these things right. You have to get these things right here, Nick.
How many times have you gotten things right?
I don't know. Too many to count, apparently.
All of a sudden, the journalism bundle's falling apart.
Too many to count,
much
apparently.
Much like journalism, the horse will tomorrow in Kentucky Derby.
I was wrong.
I wouldn't let
Robert tell me anything in life.
I think I take that as a the Kentucky Derby.
Are you ready for the Derby?
You bet your sweet pippy boyo.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Why are you doing that?
Because I lost air because I'm a obese man, and I lost air when I was trying to answer you, and so yeah. I sounded Irish, and then we just stuck to it.
I told you earlier. I can't do that right now. My voice is still. As I was doing that, I did the YouTube show earlier, and so I was on like a Skype call, right? And I did it on my phone instead of my computer because my computer was just whatever. And Charlotte started making noise in the background. And I thought I had her set up right. I thought I had like the milk all there, and I thought I had the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on the TV, and we were all ready to go, and she was making so much noise. And I'm like, oh no, this isn't great. So I got to go upstairs, right? And so I walked upstairs with my phone, and I was trying to talk, and I got up the stairs, and I'm no kidding, I was out of breath. I was like, I can't finish the sentence. I can't do it. It doesn't work.
You're out of breath like right that. Now.
Yeah, this cough. And see, now I'm not blaming it of being out of shape. I'm going to blame this cough now that
That's
you just heard it for
is.
Yourself.
That's
yeah,
what
I was
is.
Really worried for a second there. I'm like, man, I got to throw more cardio in the mix here if this is taking me out. It's got to be the cough.
Cliff in Streetsboro. Welcome to the show, Cliff.
Thank you. I was calling. I had a question, and I also needed maybe an answer and an opinion. You know, I was following the draft, and I watched the combines. And one of my favorite players in the NFL is DK Metcalf. And I have to break my allegiance now that he's a Steeler.
Me too.
The guy is, he's 6'4". He has a 40-inch vertical. In a red zone offense, who's going to cover him?
I don't know.
I mean, that just seems like a jump ball.
Maybe the German linebacker. He seems tall.
Okay. I mean, that they got to come up with something. Because I had my eye the whole draft on a kid out of Iowa State, Darian Porter, a 6'4 cornerback. There were only like three of them that were 6'3 and 6'4. Hmm. He ran a 4.3 40 at the combine and had a 40-inch vertical. And we got to play Pittsburgh twice a year. And if they had somebody that could match up with him, it would kind of alleviate the possibility of just having a jump ball that he just goes up and catches touchdowns in the red zone all the time.
I think they're going with one of the most complete cornerbacks of the NFL, a fella named Denzel Ward. Or, I mean, MJ Emerson's like 6'2", 6'3".
Is he that tall? I thought.
MJ's not that tall.
He is 6'2".
I've stood next to MJ. If he's listed at 6'2", it's a lie.
MJ Emerson.
If he's listed at 6'2", or 6'3",
we're just becoming
a lie.
The Google show. It says 6'2".
Yeah, that's a lie.
It says Greg Newsom is 6'1". No, that's a lie.
Denzel Ward's not 6'2".
No, he's 5'11". Grant Delpit, 6'3".
Is Delpit healthy? I haven't heard anything about him.
Seems healthy to me.
Okay.
Cliff?
Yeah, I just wanted an opinion on that because I think the Raiders took this guy, Darian Porter, out of Iowa State. And I hadn't called a talk show since Kendall Lewis because I went to school with him at OU.
And
this is the one that got you in?
Pardon?
This is the call that got you in?
No. I hadn't called a talk show in a while. So this is my first time calling the talk show since I used to call him.
That's very nice of you to say. Cliff, real quick. We were talking about this in the end of the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we need
Would
your help
you
here.
Want the prophetic power to be able to tell what the gender of somebody's baby is while they're in the womb?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
All right. Oh, we appreciate it. Very robust answer there from Cliff.
Robust answer.
Because he was a little he thought about it. He gave it. You know, I don't think so.
No.
And then doubled down on it, which we appreciate.
How about that being the first call in a very long time to sports radio?
Also, because he said the initials there, BSK, we love us some Kendall Lewis here on the show.
There
always was very nice to me when it was a very terrible 2020 update. It was always very encouraging to me. And at one point was like, maybe stop doing some of the things you're doing because I think it might be hurting you. And he was right. And that was good advice from a good buddy. We love BSK. 216-474-0092. Is the NFL doing Shedeur Sanders, or did they do Shedeur Sanders wrong? In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.